Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Can only mean one thing of a fry-up.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, welcome. Here we are.
How are you?
Here we are now.
Have your bags packed?
Well and truly, bags are packed.
Where are you going?
Ready to go. I'm going to Verona.
Isn't it great?
Off to Verona.
I've been there twice and it's just a fabulous city. Great food. Beauty. You love it, don't you? You go every year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well, of course, don't forget, we're doing the opera.
Oh, yeah. Are you working?
With our friend. Yes, I will be working. Oh, night and day.
Of course. Night and day.
It'll never stop. The work never ends. But we'll be doing foodie tours and we'll be finding restaurants.
Are you doing foodie tours now?
Yeah, it's not me. Somebody would bring us on a foodie tour of Verona because there would be various tasty places that they would know and we perhaps wouldn't, do you know? Oh. And it's just lovely and it's, please God, the sunshine.
It'll be warm.
It'll be warm. July in Verona, I'm telling you. Uh-huh. But it'll be lovely. And then we go to Carmen the Opera, which would be quite
lovely.
So
you're not telling me you're not here next week?
Listen, you're the one who travels all over the world, right? I get the odd trip. So, no, but this is work.
I know it is. It's great.
So what are you going to do for me today?
Okay, we're going to do desserts. And I actually bought you in something because so many customers say to me, do you ever bring Marty anything? And I say, sometimes.
The strawberry.
But we are using strawberries. We're going to do a lemon curd cheesecake and we're going to do lemon posset. And I have both. So when I go through the recipe, what would you like to taste? I have one of each.
Which one are you doing first?
And whichever you. Which one would you like to taste? And then we'll talk about it with your
lemon posset. We start
the lemon posset. Okay. Here we go. So this is one of the easiest desserts, Marty. There's a spoon. Give me the jar back after you, please. Thank you.
A wooden spoon, you give me.
Marty, this is a traditional English pudding that is absolutely glorious.
Did you make this?
Of course. Can't believe he asked me that in air.
In case he dropped into Dunn's and bought it on the way.
This is lovely.
Smells lovely,
Marty. This recipe is going to serve four. So the traditional English pudding always has double cream in it. Has sugar and lemon. That's it. Lemon zest and juice. My one has got some passion fruit and it has the zest and lemon of juice and it also has a little bit of vanilla. Now I'm using vanilla pod because it's expensive. Yeah. Right down to the bottom, Marty, that's where the passion fruit is. Ooh. It'll keep you going. I bought you in some beautiful strawberries from Clark, which works really well. So how do you make this recipe?
Don't mind me.
There's no eggs in this recipe and there's no gelatin. It's a reaction of the lemon juice sets the cream. So you put the cream into the saucepan with some sugar, vanilla pod or extract. A teaspoonful of extract or one vanilla pod. I love the seeds, so we have pod on that.
This is beautiful.
We have one passion fruit. I think there might be three passion fruit in your jar, Marty.
Okay.
That's a joke, sorry.
That's special. Not full of passion.
Zest and juice of a lemon. So everything goes into the pot, Marty. You bring it to the boil for 1 minute.
That's it.
Yeah, and then you let it cool down, pour it into that jar or into a dish or into a jug, and it sets. It's incredible. You have to make it the day before, so make it, put it into whatever container you're going to set it, into the fridge, not hot. Let it cool down, into the fridge, and then overnight. I made them last night, and look at about
it's
month's
so morning. Tasty.
Isn't it lovely?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's fresh, it's
light.
It's not heavy.
No
gelatine. It's the easiest dessert. Honestly, we do this in the cookery school.
Guests say,
well, yeah, genuinely, people love it, so they do.
It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah,
we
bring you up sometimes to the cookery school.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be, yeah. But this is just gorgeous. But I'm serious, the lightness of it is what...
And what I recommend with that is just a couple of these beautiful Pat Clark strawberries just chopped on top, and that's it. A bit of shortbread. I didn't bring any shortbread, sorry.
No, but this is a beautiful
nice?
Thing. And it has texture, has flavour.
Creamy.
It's light creamy. Yeah. And as you said, it doesn't have a lot of things that you expect to find in it.
Honestly, out of all the desserts we make, it's the easiest. So remember for your listeners, it's a reaction of lemon juice.
Did you bring one for Ian?
Of course. I have two or three of them in the bag, okay?
The face will be on.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly. You bring that home now to the wife. Quality control. I'm only joking. I have one for you
too. That's the lemon posset with passion fruit. Yes.
And Marty, that would work well with raspberries. I'm talking about strawberries, obviously.
Yes.
But it's a lovely light dessert. And now the next one is light too. And I bought this for you too. If you want to sample it, there it is.
Thank you.
Cheesecake. And very different.
Cheesecake.
So, Marty,
there's a lot going on here.
Well, there isn't. So, it says ginger nut biscuits. To be honest with you, I use shortbread instead. So, this is what we call a deconstructed cheesecake for your listeners. So, it's in a jar. He's opening it up.
I'm opening it because I'm going to take a picture for the listener.
We have some crumbled biscuits at the bottom of the jar. them into a separate bowl, mascarpone cheese, or you can use a nice kind of like cream cheese, Greek yogurt, and then we have lemon curd. Can I talk about the lemon curd? So yes, we use Sicilian lemons, but it's an Irish producer called Full On Foods. They're based on the Kerry Cork border. Me and you spoke about them many times. And they do the most glorious lemon curd.
And
with free range eggs, sugar,
Sicilian? What is it?
Yeah, it's Sicilian lemon. So the lemons come in from Sicily.
Sure.
So they use the juice and the zest for their lemon curd. Like, I could give you a recipe for lemon curd, but that's what I put into that. It's a clean product.
Right.
So there's no nasties, no additives. It's a really good product. You'll get it in Dunn's. And it's a really, really lovely product. So you mix all this together, beat it all together. I have the juice of a lemon in that. Do you know what I put into that one too? And it's not in the recipe, passion fruit. I seem to like passion fruit.
You do.
Go right down to the bottom.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
taste the lovely strawberries.
Yeah.
So what did I do with the strawberries? I got strawberries, Pat Clark's I was using. Dehull them. A little bit of balsamic vinegar. Take the green off.
I know. What did you call them?
Dehull them.
Dehull them.
That's the proper word.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And not heavy.
Again, you have to put the spoon down to the very bottom to get everything out.
And get the strawberries, and then your layer of your cookies. It says ginger nuts. Shortbread is fantastic. And then your lovely creamy. Again, there's no gelatin in that, which is fantastic. I like individual ones. You can do it in a large one. You probably need to set it overnight in the large one. But we made that last night, and it's gorgeous, and it will keep so well.
And you have mascarpone cheese.
Nice. Mascarpone, nice and creamy.
A horse's favourite cheese, apparently. Mascarpone.
Oh, sorry.
Try and keep up with
him. I'm sorry, that's very good.
I know somebody said
I was thinking, Jesus, he's very... That's very funny.
Don't be talking to me about Jesus.
Mascarpone. Wow. That's very good. But it's a lovely light, isn't it, Marty? It's not heavy,
it's
those two
really
desserts.
It's really stunning. And the topping.
Yeah.
Is
the you can put strawberries or raspberries.
You put...
That's really interesting. They're dehydrated raspberries. We get them from a company called... They're based in Naysa, they are Redmond Foods, and they're a lovely kind of crunchy raspberry. You can get them online, get them in specialised shops, but they're just dry raspberries, nothing added to them. So they're crunchy. You're getting that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Isn't it tasty and not heavy?
Excuse me, I wouldn't even be adding anything to that.
Yes.
You were talking about shortbreads and stuff.
Well, there's
just
a
cabinet.
Yeah, you're right. It's perfect, isn't it?
It's perfect, and there's loads in it.
Loads, and a small wee jar. You can have them made ahead, which I think is great. Say if you're doing a dinner party or maybe having a barbecue or friends. I just thought I'd do two nice desserts.
They're lovely.
The fact you can make them the night before is the key, and they'll keep, both of them will keep for about 2 or 3 days in your fridge, which is beautiful.
Where's your gym so I can go to it after these two? Because I shouldn't be eating these.
I'll give you a lift home. You'll be fine. You're only taking a spoonful of each.
They're just lovely. They're beautiful.
And the strawberries, one of your five a day.
You see, again.
Always ahead.
Always ahead. So it's lemon posset with passion fruit and lemon curd cheesecake.
And will you have a great time away?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, if you love, like you go places too that you love. We're lucky we love where we go. We know Verona pretty well by now.
Yes.
We know the place. We know what to expect when we go to see Carmen. And the Institute for Culture, who are the people who we go with, are wonders. And we'll have a great time, please God.
Fantastic.
We'll have people with us and we'll have dinner with them and all
that.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant? Mm. Don't dare buy me anything. I don't want
to. I understand that. Nothing too fancy. So see, just a nice pair of Italian shoes if you're passing a shop. We'll do
but
that.
Have a great trip and a safe trip and
thank
enjoy
you,
it.
Friend. We will.
It's a great part of the world. You're right.
It's a great, and it's also a great part of the world, a great part of our year. Do you know?
Is that lovely?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a lovely thing. So thank you, my
friend.
Well
done. And don't work too hard now.
No,
not day and night. Be worried about that.
I won't hold myself back. Now, what to play? Do you know what I haven't played for ages? I'm just thinking of the horse. A horse with no name.
What's that?
A band called America, a horse with no name, and they and the opening line that I came through the desert. Desert.
I love
on
it.
A horse with no name.
No way. Brilliant.
That's linkage at a kind of almost a drug infused
pretty
level.
Impressed.
It is. It's pretty strange.
That's the passion for working.
That's the passion for fruit. Safe home.
Thank you.
Marty in the Morning, RTE Lyric FM, and that's where the desserts.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks, please God.
You will, please God.
Yeah,
I'll be all tanned.
I'll be
tanned and slim.
I'll tell you.
For a change.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse.